The issue of workplace bullying is again in the spotlight this morning with the launch of a lawsuit worth more than $9 million against one of Australia's most prominent clothing companies. A former senior executive at Pacific Brands, Sally Berkeley, is suing the company and its general manager, Ross Taylor. A statement of claim lodged with the federal court in Melbourne alleges Mr. Taylor swore, used his large physical presence and slammed his fist into office furniture to bully her and others. Pacific Brands, which manufactures Bonds, Burley and Dunlop, describes the claims as baseless. But workplace lawyers say it highlights the need for boards to be aware of workplace behaviour. Our reporter Lexi Metherall has been speaking to a senior associate at Turner Freeman Lawyers, Sian Ryan.
Bullying's a really difficult issue. There aren't any statutory regulations about bullying, so you won't find, much to most people's surprise, a law about bullying. People, of course, are employed under contracts of employment that will have some broad statements about acceptable behaviour in workplaces. And there, of course, is discrimination law, so you can't be treated adversely because of your race or religion or sex, disability, etc. But bullying or behaving badly towards your co-workers is not actually the subject of any kind of formal law or regulation.
Should it be?
The issue really is that bullying is so subjective. So one person's claim of bullying is not the same as another person's claim of bullying. It would be very difficult, I think, to regulate very strictly about it. But, of course, legislators always face challenges. And as I said, from a damage point of view, then yes, I think it should be.
So what part of the law can employees rely on if they do want to take legal action, if they feel that they have been in some way harmed by bullying in the workplace?
I think it's accepted these days that every contract of employment has an implied term that the employer is to provide you with a safe workplace, so a workplace that is free from harm to you. And arguably, if an employer allows someone to be bullied or bullying is going on in that workplace, that would be a breach of that implied term that the workplace is a safe one and that you would not be subjected to conduct that is likely to harm you. Otherwise, of course, there is occupational health and safety law, but that requires work cover to prosecute in New South Wales. It doesn't give the individual any standing. I would say the success rate is mixed, largely because it's such a subjective area. So there are some very, very strong cases. There's been some litigated cases. Naidu was a big one. An individual really was subjected to awful treatment over a long period of time and took a great toll on his health, and he recovered a very significant amount of damages. There are others, of course, that are dealt with in a more dismissive manner by the courts because, as I said, bullying really is a subjective area and it's up to the individual claimant to prove the elements of their charge, if you like.
Now, in this Pacific Brands case, the claimant is also seeking punitive damages against the company, alleging that the company should have been providing her, you know, with a safe workplace. What responsibilities do boards have to ensure that their company is a safe place to work?
Well, ultimate authority would rest with a board, and we're going to see this even more so. We've got new occupational health and safety laws coming in 1 January next year, and there'll be far more individual responsibility on members of boards, but they ultimately oversee responsibility for OH&S, so that if there is a workplace that is unsafe, if there is conduct that is being tolerated, particularly if it's known, particularly if it's repeated, and that kind of conduct ultimately is the subject of allegations of harm, then yes, boards could be responsible for that, and you may in fact see individual board members held responsible for that if they know about it and they don't take proper action.
Senior Associate at Turner Freeman Lawyers, Sian Ryan, speaking there to Saturday AM's Lexi Metherall.